This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAI. I hope you do love me. I do. I love myself. I think I'm awesome. I think I am the poop. I just do. Now, this is an interesting email, guys. This is very interesting. It's anonymous. I can't tell you the name. It's somebody about, let me pull it up, it's somebody about to have his midlife crisis, who he's planning his midlife crisis. He writes, I'm ready to begin, but what my wife says is my midlife crisis. I turn 51 next week and I hate my job. I hate how I feel. I dislike where the country is going, he writes, and I'm tired of working so hard to pay for other people's laziness. I'm saying blanket. And you know what he probably said, okay? I can't say that on air. He goes, I don't want to lose my wife, though. What's the best way to start enjoying what years I have remaining? See, this is very interesting. So this is somebody. See, usually what happens with midlife crisis is somebody starts to do all this self-deprecating, self-damaging behavior, destructive behavior. And then they go, oh, well, then I guess it was a midlife crisis. This is actually very healthy. I am very proud of this guy because what he is doing is he is going to orchestrate and strategize and choreograph his midlife crisis. This is very interesting. Now, if you decide to look up, you know, how to do a midlife crisis, it doesn't tell you how to do a midlife crisis. Because I was like, okay, wait a second. I got my own ideas, but I want to see if there's any experts on the topic. Usually, all these articles center around what not to do. Okay, so for example, here from The Guardian, they say, well, you know, remember the alternative, you're alive. You know, so, you know, maybe don't go through a midlife crisis, think about how you're alive. Don't presume every cough is a lung cancer. Go to your doctor, make sure you're healthy, don't have an affair. Don't worry obsessively about work. You know, they're kind of talking about how to get over it, how to get over the midlife crisis. That's not what we're looking at here. They suggest if you're thinking about therapy, don't go in for analysis. They say, this is interesting, they say you will start off having one session per week. After 6 months, you will think you get nowhere. Your analyst will tell you this is because you have a deep commitment issues and you need 2 sessions a week. You reluctantly agree. 6 months down the line, she will want to up it to 4 sessions. They go, they speak from experience. So this is somebody who wrote this for The Guardian. I disagree with that. They say, don't transfer your neuroses onto your kids. Don't go buying midlife toys. Turn off your BlackBerry. Make time to go out. It will get better. And he talks about Prozac. I say have your midlife crisis, but don't make it a crisis, okay? All right, what is going on? Okay, well, the first thing he says is he hates his job. Okay, find a new job before the economy gets bad again, and it will, despite who becomes president. Okay, if there is something you've wanted to do, do it. And I know that sounds easy. I know that sounds easier said than done. Okay, and no, you need a job because you need to support yourself. No, you need to sit down. Luckily, you're married. Okay, so you have a partner. Okay, you're 51, so I'm assuming maybe your kids are a little older. So what you need to do is sit down with your wife, all right, and hash it out and go, where are we with money? What do we need? Find out what you need. Well, you know, the house costs so much money. Well, then move. Why do you guys have to have a house in this day and age? You know, Corey and I have been talking how we are ready to go back. I lived in apartments my whole life. Apartments, you know, with the rare exception when my dad had a good year and we were able to get into a house. But then, of course, we lost a house when things went bad. I'm very happy in apartments. I love apartments. Very, very happy. You get cool neighbors. I really don't, in my house, I only live in maybe the same 700 square feet, as long as I have a bathroom. It's not like I cook, so I don't need a big kitchen. But I definitely need, a place with two bathrooms just in case one bathroom goes under, clogs. I don't need much space. You know, look at what you guys have and what you need. Do you need three cars? Well, my kid, my wife, my this. What if you change things around? You could get rid of a car. You really need three cars for that household with the kids? You know, take a look and see why you need to, you know, if you want to leave that job, that may right up there alone solve that midlife crisis, okay? Hate how I feel. Okay, if you hate how you feel, gotta go to the doctor, make sure, medical provider, make sure you're fine. Okay? Do you hate how you feel because you're starting to feel older? Is it because, you know, your kid is able to now, you know, beat you in sports? That was very difficult for me. When my kids were more athletic than me, that I did not like. I mean, when they turned 4 months old and they could outcrawl me, no, but I mean, I used to run. When they could arm wrestle me, that's tough. Okay, well then fine, you know, get yourself back to the gym. You know, start getting yourself back in physical shape. You know, spend some time on you. You dislike where the country is going. We're always going to be unhappy. No matter who the president, even if Trump or Hillary, whoever we want to win, wins, we're still going to be unhappy with how things are changing because we don't like change. We think the way things used to be, I think the 80s were pretty damn good. It's not going to be the 80s anymore. All right, so you need to be prepared that there's always going to be change. And you also need to prepare for the change. You need to have a plan. All right, so if the economy doesn't take, or, you know, then maybe we'll look at gold, or maybe I'll do this type of business, or maybe I'll Uber. All right, you know, look at your options. Just because you're a mechanical engineer doesn't mean you can't bartend. You can't Uber. You can't paint. Okay? I mean, if here I am singing, doing stand-up, teaching. I never thought I would be teaching medical students. Did you know what grades I got in medical school? And here I am. I love my job. I'm teaching at Toro University. I would have never imagined being there. You don't want to lose your wife, then don't cheat on her. You won't lose your wife as long as you don't cheat on her. But if you let her enjoy what you're enjoying, if you want to start traveling, if you want to join a band, then do that. I love music. Everybody goes, oh, you know what, he's forming a band with his friends. He's going through a midlife crisis. He looks ridiculous. Hell to the no. If Willie Nelson could still, Willie Nelson could still make music, we all can. We don't have to be as young as Ariana Grande. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
What went wrong? We are going to wonder what went wrong after this election. And we've talked about the election blues, election depression, but something tells me this year it's going to be a hell of a lot worse. Thanks again for joining us on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook. And a big shout out to our newest affiliate, KWBW in Hutchinson, Kansas. Pretty familiar with Hutchinson at family in Wichita for many, many years. So great group of people, great station, 1450 AM, 98.5 FM. Glad to have you guys. For the rest of my other listeners, be nice to the new affiliate. Be nice. We got some new listeners. Be nice. I know you guys are very protective. Kind of act like you know you were there first. Okay, when we when you, when we have Hutchinson, you know, listeners, listen, be nice to them. Okay? Okay, we love new affiliates. I tell you, sorry guys, at KWBW, some of my listeners are a little, you know, pretentive, and they can be actually outright jerks sometimes, so I apologize. Okay, we love having you. We're happy. Alright, so, I wrote a piece, an article on, I've been writing a lot. I don't know how it's going with me and my written work. I know how to talk. I'm not very good when it comes to grammar. I can't even spell. I mean, I guess the only reason why I started writing is because I'm really starting to use the spell check. You know, when my, written pieces used to have red lines under it, I thought it's because, you know, the word processing system was like, okay, well, you know, you're supposed to emphasize that word when you speak. No, it was a spelling error. And then, apparently, sometimes when you write, there's a lot of green. Now, I thought the green was, they were like, yeah, good for you, this is good, go with it, keep going with it. No, I guess green means there's something grammatically incorrect. So, personally, as Christmas is coming around the bend, seeing all my written works in red and green, to me, it gave me a festive mood. But I have to be careful, because I guess all that red and green means something that isn't grammatically correct. And I dangle my participles a lot. I'm at the age where the participles dangle. Sue me. So, election depression. We were with that one listener or caller that obviously a listener who wrote in about how he's wanting to go through not so much a midlife crisis but go through this change and channel it appropriately. He was talking about how he doesn't like where the country is going. Again, I who knows what side of the aisle it is. I mean, we are a very, very split country right now, and it's a shame. You can be Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative. I think that's why there's so much passion with this election. The problem is the more passionate people get with the election, and this is probably one of the most passionate I have ever seen, the more risk of an abyss with your mood and the more risk of depression. Now, what's been going on? Well, for a year and a half, okay, and it's almost over, guys, it's almost over. But for a year and a half, we've been bombarded with political commentary, with the candidate interviews, the campaigning, the primaries, the speeches, the polls, the mudslinging, the ads. We're sick of it. You and I are sick of it. So we're exhausted. So the problem that's happening is we are already burned out before the fight has actually happened. And then when the fight does happen, it ends pretty quick. I mean, you know, so what is election depression? Well, it's your despondency you get, where you get that drop in mood, okay, and it stems a lot of times from a loss of hope. So here you are being so hopeful. Well, if Trump could win or if Hillary could win, okay, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. And we put all this hope on a human being, politician, or soon to be politician, and we're putting hope on something that really, can't fix what we need fixed. Yes, you could have a good president. But there's going to be lackings, no matter who wins. There's going to be issues. We're going to have critiques no matter who wins, okay? You can't look at any of these people as our savior. They're not Jesus. They're not going to save us. So, first, why do we then get this, why would it become an actual depression? Why are people even using the term election depression? Okay, what about the election blues or whatever? This is a true depression that many people are going to get. And a lot of you guys have already been talking to me about it. You don't want to get depressed. Should you go on antidepressants? Should you see a counselor? We've brought this up many times on the show because a lot of you are concerned and you want to prepare. And good for you. I'm so glad you're learning something from the show. You want to prepare so you don't, November 9th, fall into an abyss and not want to go to work and not want to. All right, so what happened? Well, first, humans don't like to lose. So the reason why we experience an election depression is because we lose. Okay, we always want to be on the winning side. But there is no way, even though there's some people that claim they did, there's a very small group of people that said they have voted for everyone that has ever won an election. Okay? Now, that person, then, is most likely not a very hardline liberal or conservative, because we've had both Republicans and Democrats win. But you are always going to experience loss. So many people aren't prepared for that. They don't want to lose. Okay? Next, the lack of control. We like to have control over our own destiny. We don't want to think that our vote doesn't count. And when you go to the voting booths and you put in your one vote and you hear that there was fraud in this election and nobody's asking for ID, so anybody could come up there and say they're Mary Smith or Joe, you know, Jones or whatever, you're frustrated because you see there's lack of control. And something that controls your job, your health care, yeah, you know, your Supreme Court, the way laws are done, your child being drafted into an army later, you get depressed. I'm not saying the depression isn't warranted. I'm just saying this is why. The next thing that causes depression is the embarrassment. When you're vocal and passionate about who you want to win and then you lose, it's embarrassing. All right? You have to eat crow. You have to face those gloating. No matter what, we are going to be seeing people November 8th party it up on the news stations, party it up based on their winner. We're going to feel sucker punched. It's embarrassment. That's if our candidate loses. Much pain and no gain. For a year and a half, we have been invested physically, psychologically, maybe even monetarily. Okay, I mean, look what happened after a primary. If you gave money to Marco Rubio or Bernie Sanders, I'd be depressed. Because you just spent money on something that didn't happen for you. And so when you put all that energy, time, money, and you got no gain, it's going to affect your psyche. Again, the end is abrupt. Those election results come and hit you like a ton of bricks. And you go through this very slow, long year-and-a-half process, and then all of a sudden, boom. Many of us can't take bad news with such a swift blow, which is why, like I said, expect, and I'll tell you how to deal with this, expect the candidate you don't want to win, and start preparing. Okay, and then hopefully if your candidate does win, it's all positive. Regret. The reason why most people feel depressed is because they cut ties with family, with friends, all this defriending on social media. I hear that all the time. Oh, you know what? I'm not their friend anymore. I didn't realize they were that pro-Trump or that pro-Hillary. So now the election's over, and you turn to your friends and family, and they're gone. You defriended them, you got into fights, and now you have this regret. You might have even quit your job. All right, so how do you prevent election depression? Well, one, be passionate. I think being passionate and exercising your right to vote and enjoying all the freedoms that we Americans have, do so. This is what election time is. It's a beautiful process, but you have to make sure you aren't set up for a crash. So pseudo-reality role play is something I always recommend. That's one of the things you could do. Okay? So for 24 hours, let's say you guys could do it today. For 24 hours, pretend that the candidate you did not choose won. Pretend Trump is the president or Hillary is the president. Okay? And for that next 24 hours, you need to be reminding each other and the family, all right, you know, Hillary's president or Trump's president. Okay, so what's happening? What's going to, you know, what are we going to do differently? And pseudo role play. Now, usually people are, doing vomiting expressions or whatever. But I'm like, okay, really, take it seriously. And the funny thing is, because we did this with Bush, Kerry, Bush Gore. We did this with prior elections, McCain, Obama. And you know, many people say, you want to know what? We're still alive. We still have each other. We're still blessed. You know, it wasn't that bad. Don't drink the night of election, okay? Plan family and friend gatherings of like-minded individuals the week of the results, okay? Don't go away. I want to spend more time on this. How to prevent election depression. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Rebel, rebel.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So really quickly here, we're going to conclude where we were talking about depression election. And many of you are very, very concerned and continually depressed about what you're seeing in the news and on where things may be going for your particular candidate. Whether it's Hillary and all the WikiLeaks revelations, and your concern that a Hillary presidency is just going to be full of investigations and a Congress fighting her every step of the way, or a Trump presidency
where or the Trump's election status, where he seems to be behind in some of the polls. So we're talking about how to prevent election depression, okay? And we talked about how don't drink the night of the election. A lot of you guys are going to election parties. I'm going to an election party, and I know what's going to happen. Somebody is going to start a drinking game. And they're going to say, for every time we hear the word Obamacare, let's drink. Or whenever we hear WikiLeaks, let's drink. Now, I don't want to do that. I don't like that. I'm too old to do shots, okay? Yeah. But many of you guys are going to be doing the WikiLeaks shock shot game. I suggest you don't do that. Okay, not the smartest idea, because the next day you are going to feel like crap. So please don't drink. We don't want any suicides the day after the election. When I brought up planning friend and family and friend gatherings of like-minded individuals the week of the results, okay, November 9th, 10th, 11th, okay, no matter what, no matter which person wins, already plan a barbecue. Already plan you guys getting together. Okay? You need to make sure you are surrounded by people that aren't going to gloat. Now, it's all going to depend. It's going to be very, not inverse proportional, but directly proportional to how severe an argument, how down and dirty you got with, let's say, that family member. Okay? So if you guys last Thanksgiving were going at it, and you want Uncle Bob to reap what he sows, and you hope that his candidate loses and he wins, we got Thanksgiving coming up. You know, whenever you guys fight about politics, you know, they always say don't talk about religion or politics. I disagree. I love discussions of religion and politics. I learned so much. I learned so much. But when it comes to how you discuss it, don't burn your bridge. And not by burning your bridge, meaning being able to get a job later. Don't burn a bridge that you may have to cross, okay, or backtrack or whatever, and be at a point of no return where when you see that person, you have to gloat. Or they gloat, okay? You know, you don't want to be in that position. And unfortunately, a lot of us have fought with family members. And already I'm seeing rifts in families, and it's like, guys, this is stupid. Okay, I mean, you know, blood is thicker than water. You know, brothers and sister bonds, moms and dads, grandparents bonds should be thicker than a Hillary presidency or a Trump presidency, for crying out loud. That's not the case. We take it too seriously. So be prepared for whatever happens to make sure you guys get together. It could either be a celebratory dinner the next day, or it could be a the night of the election is going to be depressing no matter what, but the next day, make sure you could either celebrate or you could grieve together. You got to take a break from the news. All right, as you're gonna have to take a break from the news. As much as I'm in the media, and yes, I am going to be reporting the election results. I'm not going to be spending that much time on it because I know half of you are not going to want to listen to it. All right, some of you guys say, "Well, we don't want to listen to this now, Dolly." And tough. Okay, I'm talking about after the election. Right now, I'm going to talk about whatever the hell I want. Okay, and learn something, for crying out loud. So, despite making my comments on who wins, we're going to head right to the news, okay, of other news, okay? But I remember, you know, the last couple elections, I just couldn't watch the news anymore. I was exhausted. But you know what? Go ahead, take a break. The guilt is going to consume you. So you need to already start thinking about how you're going to make up and repair the relationships you lost with friends. You're going to have to shake hands. You're going to have to hug it out before the election happens. You fix whatever friendships you threw away now. Okay? Because you're going to need them later. Do not make this rift, this chiasm, this, do not make a Grand Canyon separation between you and your friends at this point. You need to go in there, and you need, because the guilt is going to consume you. Sorry, my nose is running. Now, plan a vacation. We got the holidays coming up, okay? You're gonna need a happy place.
when the poop hits the fan November 8th or November 9th, okay, when you get the results, you are going to, you're going to need something to kind of crawl out of that. And again, if any of you have severe depression, make sure you see a counselor. Already have a doctor's appointment that day scheduled, okay? A lot of you guys have already done that. Make sure you have, if you have a therapist, make sure you already have an appointment set up. Okay, plan ahead, even though we're coming up kind of close. And I'm sure everybody else has thought of this. But have a happy place ready to go. Okay, already start planning a little vacation or a weekend getaway. Again, the news is going to continually remind you when you get back from vacation, and it's always hard because some of you will say, okay, look, if Hillary won or Trump won, let's just get it over with. All right, put them in office. That's not the way it's going to be. One of them is going to win the election, and then we are going to, for the next 8 weeks, be hearing about what they're going to do. This is why people stop watching the news. All right, so get entrenched in the holidays. Get entrenched in other activities. Reform your relationships. Now, what I think, because I have, I don't know how many elections I've lost. I apologize, my nose is really running. I'm going to start an election loser club. And you guys could join. Okay, I'll be the queen of the election losers. All right, I just lose a lot of elections. I just do. Referendums I want. Senators I want. I just keep losing. So we're gonna have an election loser club, and I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna invite Mickey Mouse to speak. And the reason I want to invite Mickey Mouse to speak is because he always seems to lose elections. Right? We always put Mickey Mouse on the ballot. We always put Mickey Mouse on the ballot. He always seems to lose. Yeah, he walks around with a smile on his face still. Right? So, guys, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. I know how important this election is. I know how serious it is. In fact, there was a report today saying that the average American is saying, to heck with it, we're going to pay the health law tax penalty. According to New York Times, they say young and healthy people, as well as those of us that cannot afford the premiums, we're going to face the penalty of $700 a person. Okay, fine. All right. If you know this is going to happen, if you know Obamacare is not going to be repealed because Hillary wins, already start, get that $700 aside already. Figure out where that $700 is going to come from, put it aside, have it in an envelope. I don't know, have poker chips representing it. Have that already aside, taken care of. I don't want you depressed about that. Okay? We'll get through it. Look, life will go on. We've had bad presidents before. Yes, a lot is riding on this. I get that. But it is not enough to lose family and friends. You are going to feel so stupid that a Hillary Clinton or a Donald Trump made you lose your job, made you lose your family relation, made you lose friends when you didn't have to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we come back. We're going to be talking about how the FDA is now stepping up warnings for testosterone and other steroids. We also have some latest news on what they're going to be doing with Zika. Apparently, Brazil and Colombia are scaling up their fight. And we've talked about what they've done before, but we got some Wolbachia in the mix. Or is it Wolbachia? I don't know. So we're going to hit that. And if we have time, lies breed lies. Once you start to lie, it's very easy to keep the lies coming. I know, as we've seen with our political candidate. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the FDA is stepping up warnings for testosterone. And that was your radio, by the way. Fix your radios, guys. Don't be listening to my show with a faulty radio. FDA is stepping up warnings for testosterone and other steroids. We have been talking about how testosterone and anabolic steroids that many people take
can cause heart attacks, can cause personality changes, fertility issues, etc. Now the FDA wants to also add another warning about the abuse potential, because you can go through withdrawal if you're not getting your testosterone or anabolic steroids once you start. All right. This new warning, according to the FDA, will alert prescribers to the abuse potential of testosterone and serious adverse outcomes, especially those related to heart and mental health that have been reported in association with testosterone anabolic androgenic steroid abuse. They say reported serious adverse outcomes include heart attack, heart failure, stroke, depression, hostility, aggression, liver toxicity, male infertility. Individuals abusing high doses of testosterone have also reported withdrawal symptoms such as depression, fatigue, irritability, loss of appetite, decreased libido, and insomnia. Now, some of you are saying, all right, Dolly, I could check out of this one. I don't have to listen because I don't abuse testosterone. I hate that word abuse. Abuse to me means you guys are doing it for poops and giggles. You don't need it, but you want to enhance something that really doesn't need to be enhanced. And you're doing it for funsies, and you really don't need it. That's not the majority of you. The majority of you think you really need it. Okay? So does that mean you're abusing it? If you are treating a perceived ailment, if you don't grow enough muscle mass to your liking, and you want to enhance your muscle mass, so you're going to steroids, does that mean you're abusing it like you're, you know, trying blow or dropping acid for fun? No. So I look at people using testosterone and steroids differently. I would say you're abusing it if you're trying to win a Tour de France, or you're trying to, not that Lance Armstrong, he did Epogen. Epogen, erythropoietin, which helps enhance red blood cells oxygenation. But, if you're abusing them to, make it to the Olympics, that's abuse. But that's not what a lot of you guys are doing. A lot of you guys are using testosterone, you're on growth hormone, you're on HCG, you're on a variety of things because it makes you feel better, and it changes your body to a way that you want. So you need to listen, because this will include you. Just because you're using the term abuse doesn't mean this doesn't relate to you. It's anybody using testosterone or using steroids that are not doing it because they have a medical deficiency, a documented objective laboratory medical deficiency. Now, you may deserve to use it. I mean, it may be a very well justified and valid use, but this is what we're talking about. They said that testosterone labeling is also going to be revised. The FDA has previously warned against overpromotion and overuse of testosterone replacement products, saying they could raise the risk of heart disease. They also approved to treat men with medically diagnosed low levels of testosterone. They are approved to treat men with, they have a misspelling here, with medically diagnosed low levels of testosterone. So that's how the FDA has approved it. They do not want overuse, overpromotion. They say the FDA does not approve the use of testosterone to treat the effects of aging. A lot of you guys are using it for anti-aging. But it's already a $2 billion industry. Men are buying gel, pills, getting injections. And then anabolic steroids are synthetic variations of testosterone. They're legally prescribed to treat conditions like delayed puberty or diseases that cause muscle loss, cancer, AIDS. But you see a lot of athletes and bodybuilders abuse these drugs to boost performance, they said, according to the National Institute of Drug Abuse, or to help appearance. Long-term steroid abuse can act on the same brain pathways and chemicals, the dopamine, the serotonin, the opioid systems that are affected by other drugs. This may result in a significant effect on mood and behavior. They say long-term abuse of anabolic steroids can also affect your kidneys, could cause baldness, and can shrink your testicles. Okay, so what does this mean for you? You're like, all right, Di, I won't abuse it. I'm still getting the medication. I'm fine. No, once the FDA gets in like this, and once the FDA adds warnings to prescribers, that may not affect you today, but it's going to definitely affect you down the line, because what are prescribers going to do? Prescribers are going to realize that once the FDA steps in like this, now we're liable. So, when we go back to the first statement I talked about, how testosterone and steroids could cause heart disease, heart failure, heart attacks. If, let's say, you have a heart attack. Let's say, Dr. Joe was your doctor. You die from that heart attack. Your wife's ticked. ticked off that she just lost her husband. They find out that Dr. Joe had given you testosterone. Okay? Dr. Joe now gets sued. The more doctors that get sued, the less they're going to want to give testosterone or give these medications. And don't say that's ridiculous. The wife won't sue. If we had a wife sue the cardiologist because somebody died while cheating on her in a menage a trois, doctors could get sued for anything. So if the medical providers are now going to be sued every time somebody has heart disease, and who commonly has heart issues? Men. So even if that heart attack was going to happen or that heart issue was going to happen, any prescription we gave you that wasn't medically necessary will sink us in a lawsuit. So now you're going to have less people want to prescribe the medication. So whenever something like this happens, unfortunately not, it's not good for you. It's not. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Brazil and Colombia are scaling up their bacterial fight against Zika and dengue. Health officials in Colombia and Brazil, who are the most hit with Zika, are now launching large-scale mosquito control campaigns using naturally occurring bacteria known as Wolbachia. This Wolbachia is supposed to fight the spread of dengue and Zika among people. Small-scale trials involve infecting mosquitoes with this Wolbachia. This prevents them from spreading the viruses and prevents them from reproducing. It showed significant reduction in their ability to transmit Zika and dengue. They say the use of Wolbachia is a potential groundbreaking sustainable solution to reduce the impact of these outbreaks around the globe and particularly on the world's poorest people. The control campaigns are scheduled to begin early next year in Colombia's Antioquia and Brazil's Rio de Janeiro. It's going to be funded with $18 million from the British and United States governments, the Wellcome Trust Global Health Charity, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Obviously, Zika has been linked to the birth defect of microcephaly, and we have news today that it can also affect adult brains. We're going to be talking about that in a second. So, they're going to try and fight this Zika off by using this Wolbachia bacteria, something that's been talked about now for a year or two. We talked about this. Brazil has now more than 1,800 babies with microcephaly that they have linked to Zika, multiple more that they are still evaluating. They said since 2011, they said when mosquitoes with Wolbachia are released into an area, they breed with local mosquitoes, pass the bacteria on to future generations. Within a few months, the majority of mosquitoes carry Wolbachia, and the effect is then self-sustaining. Since 2011, field trials using this method have been carried out in 5 countries and show that with a high proportion of mosquitoes in an area that carry it, local transmission of virus halted. Now, are we going to have an issue with people getting Wolbachia? We don't think it's going to hurt humans. Now, but Zika can hurt humans. Right now, they're talking about how Zika could also affect the adult brain. This is a first study looking at the effects of Zika infection and the adult brain. They say certain brain cells in adults may be vulnerable. These stem cells replace lost or damaged neurons throughout adulthood, and they are believed to be critical to learning and memory, according to the scientists at the Rockefeller University in New York City. So, Zika enters the brain of adults, can wreak havoc. It's a complex disease. Yes, we know about Guillain-Barré inciting the immune system, but do we know what long-term Zika does to the adult? We don't. Can it cause dementia 5 years early? 10 years earlier, we don't know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. income, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.